Hey, shalom aleichem, shalom uvracha, guys. I apologize that today will be what we call a little bit of a chatzi shiur, just because, just because, whatever. So it goes like this: we have been speaking about chola sheyesh bo sakana, meaning that I'm mechalal Shabbos, or I'm not mechalal Shabbos. I keep the halacha. And if someone is deathly ill, I save their life on Shabbos. And we spoke about all the details that we got into. The funny thing is that Siman Shin Chav Ches, which is about Chole, it begins with Mishiyish lo mechush ba'alma, v'hu meschazek v'holich kibari, Aser lasos lo shum refuah, afilo ayidei akum, gezera mishum shchika samamanim. If someone has a mechush ba'alma, we'll translate it just a small ailment. That's the way Rabbi Bodner translates in his book. You have just a small ailment, an ordinary ailment, and you're mischazek v'holeich kibari, and you walk normally, so you can't do any refuah, even ayidei akum, gezera mishum shchika samamanim. The Gemara in a number of places tells us that there is a gezeira that if you're going to be able to take medicine on Shabbos, you might come to grind the medicine. If you're a chayla she'ein bo sakana, which in Sif Yud Zayin means that you're nafal mishkav, or the Rambam writes over there, you're chola kol gufo, then it's permitted to take medicine. But if it's mechush ba'alma, you can't take medicine. Apparently, the concern is that Chazal are worried that if we'd allow you to take medicine, you're going to be so fahitz, so nervous about getting the medicine that you're going to run and you're going to take the samamanim and grind them up and you violate Isra Taychin. We pointed out that even though the Rashba Paskins that tochin la'alter is mutter, but tochin la'alter is only mutter derech achila, and refuah is not considered achila. This is my take on Judaism. So the din of refuah is aser because we're worried that you're going to be so nervous that you might be mechalal Shabbos. Reb Avram Chaim Noe, who was Chabad, is the Chabad of Shkunat HaBukharim in Yerushalayim. Rav Avraham Chaim Noe writes that Bizmanenu, how many of us have a mortar and pestle at home? So I gave a shiur not that long ago. I asked, how many of us have a mortar and pestle? One of the shiur for the women. I asked, how many people have a mortar and pestle at home? And two of the women raised their hands. Like, whoa, that's like totally like unexpected. Do any of you have mortar and pestles at home? You do.
My brother-in-law. People have to make
Why?
guacamole.
Guacamole.
Having to make guacamole.
To make guacamole.
No, if you're intense, the freshly ground spices are much better.
And they'll do it more.
So again, freshly, I know like I have like a little pepper
That's
grinder.
a pepper grinder. You get coriander seeds, you get, real paprika, whatever. You get the
Okay,
real
so you're saying that it's
You're
not
a real
as
chef.
far-fetched as we think it is, as
I
I think
don't
it
speak
is.
Yiddish, by the
But the Reb Chaim Noe writes that Bizmanenu, the Isser of taking medicine on Shabbos should not apply at all because it's a Gezeirah Mishum Shchikas Samamanim. Reb Soloveitchik in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav is quoted as saying that there was a certain Rav who wanted to permit taking medicine on Shabbos. Just like Tosfos in Beitza says that since Bizmanenu we're not mitaken klei shir, so therefore, right, the iser of dancing on Shabbos doesn't apply. That's what Tosfos says, right? So hu hadin, since Bizmanenu we don't grind medicine, so the iser of taking medicine doesn't apply. So Rav Soloveitchik said, "Aharishonim anu mitzarim, anu mitzarim, anu mitzarim." In other words, we don't understand the Tosfos and Beitza. You can't be ein lahosef olav, like you can't be makel. The Svar of Rav Avraham Chaim Noe, though, The question is it worth being mitztaref to kulas? Meaning, it seems to me, although the Rav felt that this Svara is mamish, nothing to it, but one can make a case that in a situation where it's a suffix, you know, sometimes people get very nervous. I don't know, am I sick enough to take a Motrin on Shabbos, or am I not sick enough? How bad is my headache? So, first of all, people who are very nervous are just nervous people. And usually if you're like handling, is it okay to take a headache? It's okay to take a, to take a Motrin. So the pashtus is that, yes, it's okay. Just you're too frum. Zandi as athlin, right? But if someone is nervous, so you say you could maybe mitzvah if the Reb Chaim knows Shita. The Rav did not like it at all, but perhaps in a case when I'm not sure if I'm sick enough, maybe in those cases you could be mitzvah it. There's a Chuvah that sits on the Yezron Chelakas somewhere, where he writes that maybe Chazal's gezeirah of taking medicine is not only al shchikas samamanim. Maybe Chazal are worried that I'm going to be so nervous because I have a headache and I'm like, yeah, I get very worried about my headache. So maybe I'm going to come and I'll be mitzi mirishos lirishos. Maybe I'll come and I'll violate, I'm going to drive my car to a pharmacy to buy the medicine that I need. Right? The Tzitz Eliezer argues that maybe the gezeira of shchika samamonim is not only about shchika samamonim. Maybe the gezeira is that because you're very nervous, you'll violate other isurei malacha. I think conceptually it's interesting, although we have to note that the Gemara Shabbos on Nun Zayin Kof Yud Aleph, etc., always talks about Gezeirah Mishum Shchika Samamonim. To say that the Gemara is Lav Davka is a little bit hard, but in Svara it's not so crazy. Okay. So now,
maybe Shchika Samamonim is just, you know,
an example,
a little bit of an excuse that they could ask the Refuah. They wanted to ask the Refuah.
It's a dugma. It's an example of reasons, of types of things that could go wrong because you're very nervous.
Who said this?
This is the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Chesem and Tes Vav Ois Dalet. The Nefesh HaRav is on page 173. Okay. Now, within Hochas Shabbos, there are a number of categories. There is Mechosh Ba'alma, where basically we give you no kulas at all. There's Chayla Shiyesh Bo Sakana, where, wow, everything goes. Wow, that's like awesome. Mamesh, Chayla Shiyesh Bo Sakana, Gevaldik, right? Then we have Cholish Ein Bo Sakana, which we'll talk about Bli Neder tomorrow. Cholish Ein Bo Sakana is given more, you're certainly allowed to take medicine by Cholish Ein Bo Sakana. Amir al Nahri, Shin Chav Ches Se'if Yud Zayin. Amir al Nahri is mutter for Cholish Ein Bo Sakana, at least by an Isser Drabanan. Right? That's great. The problem is that I have another category, which is found in Simin Shin Zayin Se'if He. Shin Zayin Se'if He. Davar she'enu malacha ve'enu asir la'asosu b'sha'asu misham shfus mutra yisrael lomer la'achum la'asosu b'shabes v'hu she'esham muksas choli o yetzarach le'davar tzarech harbei. Right? In other words, Amir al-Nachri is forbidden unless it's a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah, right? That's standard. I can ask a guy to do an isur d'rabbanan b'makom mitzvah. But the Mechaber writes, not only is shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah okay, but shvus to shvus b'makom miktsas choli is okay. So what does miktsas choli mean? Right? If you're a chayla mamish, that's Shin Chav Chesa if Yud Zayin. So then I'm going to be make on taking medicine. I'm going to be make on Amir al-Nahri potentially to do a Do'i Raisa even. We'll have to talk about that. But if you're miktas choyli, so you could be mekel on shvus to shvus. Amir lo nachri to do a drabanon. If you're mechush ba'alma, again, and right now I'm just learning like the Mishnah Brura. If I'm mechush ba'alma, so the Mishnah Brura paskin, shin chav ches os gimel, you're not allowed to take a medicine for mechush ba'alma. And amira l'nachri is osir by a mechush ba'alma. There are no kulas, mechush ba'alma. Afilo ayyadei eno yehudi, afilo hurak shavus, it's osir. So according to the pashtus in the Mishnah Brura, I really have four categories. I have mechush ba'alma, where there are zero leniencies. I have miktsas choyli, shin zayin se'if hei, where I cannot take medicine, but I can be meko an amira l'nachri to do a drabanon. Then I have choyle she'ein by sakana, where I could be meko for sure on a goy to do a drabanon, perhaps on a goy to do a deraisa, perhaps on a gid to do a drabanon, ayde yashine, blah, 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 all the details for tomorrow.
Well, then okay, on a drabanon, for mixas choyle.
Mixas choyle in shin zayim a meko an amira l'nachri to do a drabanon. Just like shvus to shvus is mutter b'makom mitzvah, Shvus to shvus is mutter b'makom miksas choli. Correct.
I mean, the gespar is that it's sharing with simchas avos.
It's miksas choli, and therefore shvus to shvus is mutter. It's another
shvus to shvus is not always mutter. Shvus to shvus makom mitzvah.
Shvus to shvus makom mitzvah, but miksas choli is as good as a makom mitzvah. That's what Shulchan Aruch seems to say. But if I take this approach, the approach that the Mishnah Brura takes, the approach of the Magen Avraham, many of the classical Svarim have this approach, it becomes kim'at impossible to distinguish between the categories. Okay, so what's a mechush ba'alma? Like, I'm just uncomfortable. Okay. That's mechush ba'alma. So I can't take medicine, no leniencies of ayyadei amir l'nachri. If I'm in bed, I'm so sick, I'm in bed. I'm chayla kol agof, then I'm a chayla she'in by sakana. What exactly is a miktsas choli? So some say miktsas choli is a headache that is not so bad that you have to lie down, but it's better than just being a discomfort. It's
intense headache.
More intense. Like, nasata derech lishurman, who could be mishair? Like, so in Rabbi Bodner's book, he works very, very hard on this. He says, plain hay fever is a mechush ba'alma. But if you have a painful ailment, so then he thinks you could be mekel. The example he gives is someone with arthritis. That's his example. Arthritis, he says, can be very painful. It's considered an ailment. It's not chayla she'ein bo sakana. So if you have arthritis, you don't have the heter to take medicine, but you can ask a goy to do an issur drabanan for you. That's what he says. Very hard to be mishair. So hard to be mishair that in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, they have the base mayor. The base mayor tainas that the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Brura, they're all wrong. When it says in Shin Chav Ches Se'if Aleph that if you have a mechush, you can't do stuff al yedei a goy, doesn't mean you can't do a doyreis al yedei a goy. But you could do a drabanan al yedei a goy, that there's no difference between a mechush and a miktsas choli. I remember learning this with Rav Shechter. When I first became a shul rabbi, so I knew this Magen Avraham, that Hanishal is like Sheifach Domim, it's like really bad, like I need to know the dinim. So at that time, I used to learn with Shai. So sometimes I used to learn with Rav Shechter in his house Thursday night, which is basically an excuse for Rav Shechter to say that if people called him with a Shaila that wasn't like a mamish emergency. So he'd say, listen, I'm going with my chavrusas now. I can't take the phone. It was my man. But it was great. I'm telling you, like we used to go to Rav Shechter. Like we would sit down around 8 o'clock at night, and around 12:30 or so, he would like say, oh, okay, very good. he would mamish just like keep on learning. At one point, like we're learning, like it's at 11:30, it's like, oh, hey, I didn't daven Ma'ariv yet. So like he goes, and there was like no minion left, he davened. And then he's like, okay, let's continue. Like on a couple of occasions, Aryeh Leibowitz came to join us. So like, he finished off. Like, I remember one time, like we're leaving Rebbe's house, and Aryeh's like, I'm gonna tell my wife this is the most fun I've had in years. Like, it was kabbalistic. I mean, like, Rav Schechter would sit there. It's like he learns very slowly. He would sit there, like reading every word in the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham. Like, if you'd ask him a question, he'd give you like a whole shiur. We'd read every word, and someone'd say, oh, so he's quoting whatever. Let's look that up. He'd go upstairs. He'd get the sefer. But like, it was mamish. Like, it was a great experience. It's like awesome. So remember, we're learning with Rav Schechter at the beginning. So he's like, yeah, I don't know the difference between mixas chayli and mechush ba'alma. I mean, I don't think
the doctors were helpful.
The doctors were helpful.
None of the doctors were helpful?
Which doctors? I don't know.
All the Jewish doctors in the universe.
I'm not aware.
There's a type of medical shiurim. Like, the doctor can tell you every single detail about the body.
But to me, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem so complicated. Because there's a lot of space between just a plain old headache and a debilitating, you're sick in bed with the flu. That's how the choloshim was kind of. You can't bedrest from the flu. Choloshim was kind of, you have the flu. You can't get out of bed. A headache is you have a headache. There's a lot of space between a headache and the flu.
No, so a flu could be, it's a cholesh yesh bo sakana. For sure, people die from the flu.
Best.
I mean, okay, so if it's a flu that, like, you're for sure a cholesh yesh bo sakana, you're in bed, you have the flu, your mom is sick.
Yeah.
Cholesh yesh bo sakana, you have all the coolers.
Yeah.
But a headache. So
there's a lot of different space. There's a lot of space between the headache and the flu.
Absolutely.
So that's where
Mixas Chuli is somewhere there. I got it. But any category that I can't be Magdir, Hasnish the category. I could say the words. I could say, yeah, it's worse than the headache, less than the flu. But like, I don't know what it means.
Maybe also practically, I can't imagine anything in that category where what I wouldn't do is take a Tylenol. But Mixas Chuli is never. When in the world is asking a goy to do it Isra Derabanan going to help me with anything less than the flu?
So that's why. So the case that he gives of being about like an arthritis sufferer and like having a guy face like maneuver you, push you outside without an eruv, like. Okay, I mean like. I don't know. It's not.
Okay, I buy the cooler, just not the helper.
I 100%. I'm getting where the problem is, and I'm also getting that like it doesn't need to be resolved. I can't think of a single time where I would need to do a shvus to shvus to help somebody with anything less than the flu. Normally it goes the other way. Normally medicine comes long before anything that we would consider malacha,
right,
as far as what we do to help people. So. I could ask a good take the medicine for me,
that's going to help.
You want to get a guy to turn on the air conditioner.
Right. You get a guy to turn on the air conditioner because you're feeling a little bit warm.
Right.
Okay, maybe.
That's kind of a test only.
Yeah, maybe. In other words, I think I hear that. So I just want to run through a few brief kulas that some of the poskim have about taking medicine on Shabbos. We have the Ketzos HaShulchan that we mentioned. Many of the poskim quote a kula. Rav Shlomo Kluger has this. Rav Moshe Feinstein has this to some extent. That if I am taking medicine for a few days, so the iser of taking medicine on Shabbos doesn't apply. Now, what's the hesber for this? I think the hesber is that because I'm taking medicine for a few days, I've been taking it for a while before this Shabbos, so I'm less fahitzed, I'm less nervous. When I get a mechush for the first time, it's like, oh, a headache! Oh, yo, mommy! I'm dying! You know, like, people, more men than women, have like this feeling, ah, headache! Right? But if you've already been on the medicine for a few days, even a day, you're less fahitzed about it. That could be the sevara of... That could be the svara. There's another kula. Let's say I have hay fever, I have a cold, I'm sneezing. So I could take a decongestant or something that I don't sneeze, no? My sneezing is I'm a mechosh. I'm not even a chosh. I'm not a chosh. I'm a mechosh. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not even mixas choli in any like real way, but I have no idea what mixas choli is. But I'm just sneezing. So Rav Shlomo Zalman entertains the idea that we could violate the Surim Drabbanan for covered habrius.
Mm-hmm.
Like
sneezing isn't covered habrius.
You get, again, so this might be a little bit graphic. Those of you who don't want to listen, don't listen. Sometimes people have the types of sneezes that you have, like Niagara Falls that comes out of your nose. No? And like, it's there, and it's like staying there. And like, as often as like you wipe your nose, the stuff, mamish, keeps on coming. No?
Well, HaKashem and Losafbil.
Yeah. So that's a covered abrius issue, no? I'm going to walk down the street. You're going to see me. You're going to say, yeah, like, pizzas.
He doesn't hold the Arab, so he can't carry tissues.
So again, so you're allowed to carry tissues in these situations. That's covered up. How your day? You got to go to carry your tissues. Or are you carrying, or are you putting the tissues in your shoe or something?
I wish I could
you carry it in like an unusual way. So Rav Shlomo Zalman. I missed that. What happened?
Wear a mask.
Huh? Wear a mask. Okay, so, maybe I should pause the recording for this. But in terms of like over this past year wearing masks, one of the hardest things was like when you had to sneeze. I mean, like, it happens though that wearing a mask was very helpful that Lamaisa we didn't get colds. I mean, like, there is something to it. But, I think the kula of covered habrius to take a medicine is a good kula. The kula of lasting a few days, like sometimes some of the some of the poskim discuss like women taking birth control pills. So it's kind of like a silly question because if you miss a day, it's going to mess the whole thing up. So then for sure it's okay.
What about the placebo pills?
It's also not a refuah.
So the placebo pills are don't take it. Like it doesn't matter.
Like no, but I'm saying they give them for a reason.
No, they don't.
They give them for a reason
to keep it a month. It doesn't.
It's their routine. Like I take my pill at 10 o'clock.
But it does. So don't take the placebo. That doesn't do anything.
Same, but forget it. If it doesn't do anything, then how much you're taking it? It's not your medicine.
So you don't take it.
Oh, no, so take it.
Take it.
It's
not medicine.
So there's a
controlling content is a medicine.
So there are a few svaras over here.
There's no holy called menstruation.
So one svara is that the iser of medicine on Shabbos is only if someone has a mechosh. If I'm a bari, I'm healthy mamish viaferd. I'm as healthy as a horse. So what's the problem taking medicine? No iser taking medicine. You're perfectly healthy. How am I magdir not being healthy? So again, one could argue birth control pills that you've been taking for a few days. I don't know if you're considered a chayli at all. You just don't want to become pregnant. Right? If you're a bari, there's no issur of taking medicine.
What about acne medication?
Acne medication.
Speaking of birth control.
Right, so acne medication tends to... No, acne medication has, like, some side effects that works as, like, birth control also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the other way around. Some birth control medicines, they prescribe...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, some birth control pills work as... if I'm taking birth control just for acne, like a single woman is taking birth control pills just not to get acne. So, l'chaira, acne is... Is it a mechosh? It could be it's a mechosh. It is a little bit uncomfortable. I think it would actually be a mechosh.
Therefore,
be yasser. Right. Unless you hold this far consistent.
But there's no refuah involved in birth control. Like it's not a medicine.
Because you're not sick.
It's a hormone treatment.
Right. Understood.
To control the cycle.
So whenever
it's
I take
not a medicine. It's
whenever
not
I take something because I'm not sick, so that should be okay.
But it's in Gadol Misa. It's like a Michael Briam almost. It's not medicine.
Why is it not medicine? I'm going to push on this. Why not?
Because it's not. There's no medicines address a sickness. Periods aren't a sickness.
Understood. So therefore, you're a bari. Right. I agree. If I'm perfectly healthy, so there's no issue taking medicine.
It's not medicine.
So vitamins.
Vitamins is an interesting question. So Moshe finds in the very long tshuva, which I really don't fully understand, speaks about that there's some types of vitamins that you take to get stronger, and there's some type of vitamins that you're taking because you want to avoid a certain deficiency. If you have a certain deficiency, so potentially the vitamins are there to address some issue. Maybe I could hear. My understanding is that in most cases, unless the vitamins are prescribed by doctors, some people are like very into vitamins. Like, and like there's a $1 million industry, it makes their urine very expensive. That's all it does. I apologize. It's the end of this month, and I'm like losing all my entire filter. But I think, though, if you have a deficiency and it's prescribed for you, so you have to ask a doctor exactly how bad the deficiency is. It could be that deficiency is such that you're a potential chayla she'ibul sakana, meaning that just like we said this far from Moshe Feinstein the other day, that by chayla she'ibul sakana, if I'm not a chayla she'ibul sakana now, but I know if I leave things, I'm going to become a chayla she'ibul sakana, the same sphere applies by medicines. Right now I'm healthy, but I have a vitamin deficiency. If I don't address my deficiency, I'm going to be a chola she'ein bo sakana, whereas mamish I had to take medicine. Right?
Vitamins, that, the medicine?
If I have a deficiency and I don't take...
I'm dying of dehydration, then the medicine is
no, water. No, but there are people, let's say you have...
Iron deficiency.
You have a vitamin deficiency that can make you... It can make you lethargic or something.
Water is not medicine.
Water is not medicine.
Water is not medicine. So even if he's dying of dehydration, like, water isn't the medicine.
I'm taking vitamin B12 because
99% of the people that take vitamin B12 don't need to.
So that's what I said before. But let's say I have a doctor who says I have a deficiency. I need to take usually it's a high dosage of a medicine. A high dosage of the vitamin to avoid the deficiency.
Right.
So in those cases, I think you're considered chol she'ein bo sakana, because what the doctor is basically saying is, if I don't take this medicine, I could end up as a chol she'ein bo sakana. But the vitamin deficiency can lead me to feeling very weak or to have... What different deficiencies can potentially lead to different problems, which could be a chol she'ein bo sakana. Once I have a condition that I know can be a chol she'ein bo sakana, I can address that condition now.
I have a condition that the refuah for it, like a person has scurvy, the refuah for it is eating oranges. So you can't eat the oranges because
oranges for sure is mycobrium. But I don't know. Okay, so I'll say it like this. Reb Yonis and Shtif agrees with you. Reb Yonasan Shtif was a great posek, I believe, in Williamsburg, like 50 years ago. He said that aspirin is called mycobrium because there are so many people who are perfectly healthy who just pop an aspirin every day. There's like a whole thing that they feel like a mini aspirin every day will help you not get heart attacks like when you're 70. I think there's like a whole thing out there.
Yeah.
So Reb Yonasan Shtif said there are so many people who take aspirin and they're perfectly healthy, so it's mycobrium. Most of the Achrayim, most of the poskim disagree with Yonasan and Shtif. They say, come on, it's a pill. You can't say that a pill is a mycho. If I don't make a bracha on it, right, it's something that
isn't about food,
people do this because they are assuming, right, mycobrium is not about food, right? The Gemara says I could be sach raglai with shemen vered or something like that. It's not about food per se.
But the fact that this is a normal behavior for healthy people.
But it's not a normal behavior for healthy people, because the only people who do it are people who think that they're sick or think they might get sick. People only take that mini aspirin every day because they think they might get a heart attack when they're 70 instead of 80.
Okay, I hear by aspirin.
So the vitamins are the same thing. Like, my grandmother, Allah Hal Shalom, was very into me taking vitamins. I remember, like, as a high school, I'm like, why? Why do you want me to take vitamins? It doesn't do anything. Like, she's like, no, take vitamins. I never got sick. Like, what do you mean, Nano? You never got sick. Vitamins weren't invented when you were like.
No, there's things. The baby aspirin, the low dose aspirin, that's not normal for people to take unless they're like over 50 to take every day.
Right.
Vitamins, there are big vitamins for kids, there are big vitamins for teenagers.
But the people who take them, the people who take those vitamins are because they are worried that they have some condition that's potential holy. If a person would know. I think we could disagree about this, and I don't think we're going to end up coming up with like a better understanding. I think you hear what I'm saying. Now, what about, can you take a medicine on Shabbos? Let's say I have a mechush ba'alma. Can I take it, let's say, with a mitzvah? What's the case of a tzarech mitzvah? I need to take a painkiller to be able to walk to shul. Right. My arthritis is pretty bad. I know if I take painkillers, I can walk to shul. Or a person like, again, I apologize for the teeny bit graphic, can a man take Viagra to be able to be in the midst of Ona on Shabbos? I think, I'm pretty sure I heard this from Rav Schechter, but I think we're making taking medicine, let's say, Rech Mitzvah.
It's only a Shus Mahon, it's not a Shus to Shus.
But this is a shavus kal, in the sense of, certainly if I hold like Rabbi Yonason Shtif, it's a shavus kal. But the point is, if I'm going to be mako on it for someone who's a chayla she'ein bo sakana, right? So a mitzvah is as much as a chayla she'ein bo sakana.
A mitzvah is as much.
To do, and as I can't do the mitzvah without medicine. Chayla she'ein
bo sakana. No, didn't we just say a mitzvah holy is the same thing as
so
a mitzvah?
Mitzvah holy is the same as a mitzvah, right?
So this is less than a mitzvah. This is
again.
this is the force against the Ramah. The Ramah said mitzvah holy and shvus to shvus. This is less than a mitzvah holy, and it's a single shvus.
Uh huh.
This seems very. If you're saying you're going to be mitzvah with a kai noav, and that medicine already is really much more makel because of that, and mitzvah, like you're going to have to see. But this seems that Mefurish against the Ramah.
Right.
And even if you want to read like the other post against the Mishnah, where say the Ramah, there's only one category, it still seems difficult.
Yeah. I hear what you're.
Are painkillers considered refuah because they don't actually cause any healing?
Sure, it's refuah. In other words, it removes the mechosh. It deals with the symptom that I have. I have a symptom called a headache. I have to think about more. It's a good point. I don't know. So again, so I have certain kulas. Reb Moshe Feinstein in some of his tshuvas is megal that you can take medicine if you mix it into food and then eat the food.
Mm-hmm.
So like, okay, if you want to do that, like you feel you need a Motrin, so you grind up the Motrin before Shabbos.
Oh, before Shabbos, you gotta do it before Shabbos.
Again, can you grind it on Shabbos?
You can't grind it on Shabbos. Isn't the whole thing that you're going to come to grind it?
No, but ain't teichin achar teichin.
Ain't teichin achar teichin. That's part of the whole thing that people say today about pills.
But cutting pills is mutter. Let's say I need 100 milligrams and the chefta of pill that I have is 200, so I could cut it in the middle, yeah. Diet pills, caffeine pills, sleeping pills. It's not sleeping pills. So it seems to me. I mean, here. You want Mary McComas on sleeping pills? Well, yeah. In other words, if I don't take a sleeping pill, I'm not going to make it to shul.
You're not going to sleep.
If I don't take my sleeping pill, again, I'm falling asleep at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I'll sleep till 11 a.m., and I'll miss the avening bizman. Now, isn't that the way these things work?
I mean, if he just has it, like insomnia, he just won't sleep at all, and he'll be out of space out during shul.
So then you won't function normally, and if you don't, Rav Schechter holds that the Hagdar B'cholish Eimel Sakana is someone who can't function normally.
He only fights with his brothers and sisters. He plays with his toys.
So I want to talk about this tomorrow, in Yetz Hashem. I want to talk about this tomorrow, Yetz Hashem. Okay, gentlemen, any questions or comments? Thank you for entertaining me to have share early today. So tomorrow...